Werewolves of Chattanooga.
All right.
Show off?
Yeah, damn, man.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
All right, it's Halloween. Let's talk about Halloween stuff. Musicians who have appeared in horror movies.
All right.
Any of them come to mind immediately?
Well, immediately, Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie. Well, he makes them.
Right.
I mean, he directs them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Did you know that Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne were both in a 1986 horror film called Trick or Treat?
I saw that.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm.
Didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
1998 movie called Strangeland.
Seen it, D. Snyder.
D. Snyder is in that. Now, I just recently re-saw this one because last Thursday night on Turner Classic Movie, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, I DVR'd it.
Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Yeah,
no,
that's not it. No, it was.
Are we talking about real movies?
Yeah,
these are real movies. Yeah, this one is called The Hunger from 1983. David Bowie, Catherine Deneuve play.
Vampires. Oh, the vampires. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen everything.
You only watched it up to a certain point, though, didn't you?
Well, there was nudity in it.
Yes,
I knew
that's
it.
That's right.
You cut it off. Is there that
ending? Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw the movie back in 1983, probably when it was on HBO, and you get to a certain point between Catherine Deneuve and a very young and beautiful Susan Sarandon, and somehow you lose interest in the rest of the movie after that.
Yeah, useless after that.
It's useless. Alice Cooper. Not in The Hunger, but he was in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, 1991.
I stopped at the 14th movie they made.
Yeah, he was in John
Didn't
Carpenter.
Didn't believe it anymore.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper was also in the 1987 flick Prince of Darkness, directed by the guy who directed the original Halloween.
Yeah, saw that.
And a no-budget 1984 Spanish werewolf movie called Monster Dog.
Hmm.
And in the
who was in that?
Alice Cooper.
Oh, Alice
That's
Cooper.
It. And then in the 2012 Dark Shadows remake and the 2019 vampire movie Suck.
And it did all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Success.
Suck also had Iggy Pop in it, Henry Rollins, and the guitarist from Rush, Alex Lifeson. So.
Alex Lifeson was in that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. Musicians who appeared in horror movies.
How about that?
Didn't even know that little actor musical lesson there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
What's
nifty.
The scariest movie you've ever seen?
Scariest one ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I love horror films.
Right.
But
do you enjoy thrillers where they make you jump, or do you enjoy all the gore and that?
I like both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think typically, you know, horror movies, you know, it's definitely throughout the 80s and 90s and whatnot, horror movies were the best movies for nudity.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, which probably helped me to want to watch every horror movie because there was always going to be nudity. You knew it was happening. It's coming.
It's coming.
There's going to be boobs.
It's like a low-budget, almost B-movie.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so I guess I'm watching this.
So fake blood and fake boobs is what you like.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. You know, real, fake, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but horror movies never really scared me very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, The Shining is one of the greatest horror movies ever, and that's probably one of the scarier ones, you know, to me.
And that's more about somebody plunging into a state of psychosis. I mean, he has just gone nuts.
Right, but beautifully filmed,
exactly.
And you know, in a way that was scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say Shining.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the scariest movies for me when I first got married was was Fatal Attraction.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
And then after you've been married a while, watch Gone Girl. Those are two scary, scary movies.
Yeah, Gone Girl. That I'm like, oh no, this my wife could do this to me.
Right.
Oh God.
Right.
And you've never seen it.
I haven't seen a movie in forever. I don't even know what we're talking about. Like,
you have never seen Fatal Attraction?
Like, I have, not like where I really cared about it. Like, it was on in the background. Okay. Or something. Like, I know what it's about. Like,
yeah. It's about your side piece going nuts on
you. Yeah, exactly. That's why. Yeah, you got to be very careful. Don't
and then Gone Girl, the guy does have an affair, and his wife goes through an extensive in-game to get back at him.
Right. I mean,
so those are very scary movies.
Yeah.
And I did see the Jason and Freddy movies. Like, those are cool, like, Halloween movies. But, like, the Michael Myers, all that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's, yeah, know. Wayne's World. Yeah.
Exactly. You just said Michael Myers. I'm just like, okay, horror movies, cool.
Which, by the way, the song Feed My Frankenstein comes from Wayne's World. Yeah, Alice Cooper. Remember the famous scene, "We're Not Worthy, We're Not Worthy"?
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Where he explains the origins of the name Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the first time we ever got to hear Feed My Frankenstein. They originally were going to do Schools Out, but like 2 weeks before they did the movie, his manager came to Penelope Spheris, the director of Wayne's World, and said, he's got a new song. He's going to do a new song. And she ended up directing the music video as well.
Really?
Which is just like an extended scene of Wayne's World.
That's wild. I had no idea. Huh. The things you learn from Rambinelli.
Yeah.
It's like Google over here.
And I learned how to show a backstage pass from that movie, too.
Exactly.
You're putting it in their face.
Can't read it.
Yeah.
Halloween movies, Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, is that a Halloween movie?
That is like the official movie for the new season. Because you can watch that tomorrow and understand when you walk into Walmart and every store after that, it is going to be Christmas from that point on. I mean, it's already a little bit, but it's like tomorrow.
Like, there's a switch they pull.
October 31st, midnight, boom, it's Christmas season.
All those places on the road selling pumpkins become Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Like, it is just, it just gets depressing because this is that week where we do, it's going to be, turn the clock back, it gets dark at 4 o'clock, and all of a sudden it's Christmas time. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it's the dark season.
I hate winter.
I do too.
I just plain hate winter.
Why do you hate winter?
Because it's cold.
Dark.
Dark.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
The days are shorter.
Yeah.
You know, I love sunlight. I like to do things outside.
I like sunlight, but I much prefer the fall months than say any other month.
So would you be on the side of, like, if they ever did give us a petition to cancel daylight savings time, would you try to keep it? I mean, I'm scared. I don't know. Everything's differently. Like, in my world, I would like to just cancel it. But I'm not smart enough to know what time it would get daylight at. Like, is it going to get daylight at 11 o'clock in the morning if we cancel a daylight savings time? Because that's what I can't figure out, is like, how dark does it stay till when? Just have sunlight on the back end.
I got nothing either. I can't do that.
I've never tried to figure that out.
I've been working on this for like a year, and it makes my head hurt every time. Because I want to cancel daylight savings.
I want to cancel winter.
Yeah,
and fall, frankly. Just cancel them both.
Why?
Because do you have trees in your yard?
I have trees.
Oh, I have lots of trees.
But now you just mow over them. You just mow over
them. I can't mow over the tree.
No, you mow over the leaves.
I hate the leaves.
But at least it's your mess. I don't have any trees. And I still got to clean them because my neighbor's got a bunch.
Yeah, somehow my neighbor's got trees too. I swear their yard's clean. All their leaves come in, they settle in my yard. I don't know how it happens. Every tree in the whole neighborhood, all fly from four blocks over and land in my yard. Not only that, there's a jerk up, about three houses up the hill. He blows all his leaves into the street.
That's a good move.
Asshole.
That's what I could do.
So then they blow right down the street. Guess who's at the bottom of the hill? Me.
The bone man.
I'm like, man, now I got your leaves. I swear. And I saw him doing it one time. I was so pissed off because I know where they go. I almost took my blower up there into the street and pulled him right back into his yard. And he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't want him either.
Because I'm going to blow off.
You jerk.
But that's also dangerous for, like, people who ride motorcycles and bicycles.
All those leaves?
All those wet leaves. I mean, it turns, it's as slick as ice.
Yeah, which I had to, I got out of here yesterday, hauled ass home, so that I could get, I mean, my driveway gets covered in leaves. And I knew it was about to rain. So I get all the leaves off the driveway, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I walked out, on, you know, to go to work today, and all the leaves are right back on the driveway. The tree, you know, just made more. And I'm like, damn it, why did I, why do I try?
Well, because we have a week of fall. Like, those leaves were green and full bloom last week. Now just, I mean, it happens so quick. It's like they're just, the whole tree's there in like an afternoon.
I hate you leaves, you little satanic bastards.
But at least they're, at like, least they're like your leaves. You own those leaves. They're in your yard.
10 billion little tiny flying Satans.
Dead leaves.
I hate you.
I want to take them to my neighbor, knock on his door, and be like, can you come clean your leaves up, please? These don't belong to me, and I just think that's unfair. If you have a tree, you should be responsible and take accountability for your tree and clean up after it.
You know what? That's a whole new idea. I'm going to have my neighbor sign every leaf. So if I find one with his name on it, hey, that one's yours.
Well, the easiest way to do it, just don't...
Sign every one. All 10 zillion.
Trees, so they're all yours. That's, in my brain, that works. I have no trees. You have trees. It must be your leaves.
That's true.
I don't care. There might be trees across the street.
I cannot produce the evidence that I am finding in my yard. I cannot produce
can't
that.
Do, it. So,
do you have trees, sir? Yes.
Guilty. Come clean them up. See, I should be a judge.
There you go.
So when you guys, I have asked this question before because where I, you know, I grew up in New York and the day before Halloween was known as Mischief Night. Well, they named it. Like the day before you go out and you
Mischief Night.
Mischief Night.
Okay.
And when I remember being in middle school and high school, it became a problem.
Like, Devil's Night, I think,
Devil's
is what they
Night.
Used to call
yeah, there
it.
You go.
Devil's yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They'd have the police officers out just sitting there to make sure. I mean, it probably got a point where it went from being fun to turn into vandalism. Because, I mean, if toilet paper and shaving cream is a lot different than, you know, hammers and bats and spray paint.
Right,
right, and lighting cars on fire.
Stuff
and,
like that.
And your neighbors.
We just honestly just toilet papered trees and shaving cream and did the egg thing. But now sitting here as an adult, if I woke up tomorrow and my